This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 21. Love the Lord. Listen to His voice. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As Moses prepared God's people to enter the Promised Land after more than 40 years in the desert, he challenged them to follow God and choose life. I command you today, he said, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you. Further, Moses said, listen to His voice and hold fast to Him. The instructions seemed simple enough, and yet the people struggled constantly with sin and disobedience. With rebellious attitudes and actions, they broke their promises to God generation after generation. But throughout all that time, God remained faithful. The people couldn't hold on to Him, but God held on to them. And eventually, He sent His own Son to become one of them, a child of Israel, a son of Abraham. He would live without sin, and He would shepherd the people to live by God's word. When Jesus came, He taught and healed people, and He showed that He is the faithful shepherd for all who will listen. My sheep listen to My voice, He said. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of My hand. Do you hear His voice? Listen to Him. He loves you and will never let you go. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, teach us to walk in the way of life. Guide us to listen, obey, and trust your word always. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.